Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, loud and local here in studio with a band called Miss Cummings. Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Hi, hi, hi. Hello. Let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Miss Cummings.
Okay, I'm Crow, and I play the drums in Miss Cummings, but we also do a switcheroo, and I play bass on some songs as well.
Wow, okay.
I'm Chani, and I'm in the band. And I yell, and that's it.
Nice.
I'm Sam. I play guitar and sometimes bass.
Okay.
I'm Liam Ziem. I play bass and drums.
Right on. Okay, so who's going to give me the breakdown, like the Marvel origin story of Miss Cummings? You know, how did this all come about?
I can do it.
Sure.
So actually, we've been a band for like 7 years at
awesome.
This point, but it started a project because I was learning drums. So it kind of was like this like no wave project. And yeah, I played drums for 3 albums.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. It was really weird on the no wave side at that point.
Like early Sonic Youth vibes.
Cool. Kinda, yeah. And pretty much, I don't like to play the drums.
Okay. So you're just like, I'm over this?
I just felt like it was so much pressure, you know? Because,
sure.
Like, if the drummer f***s up, then, like, it's hard to recover. And
yeah.
Decided I didn't want to be the drummer. Well, actually, the band, like, 2 times.
Okay.
We've had, like, our last show before.
Dramatic.
That was sick, yeah. The last show we played with Dragon, remember? And the band Terminator. I don't know if you know that band.
We had the chair on stage.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. That was a really cool last show. But then the pandemic happened and decided to start playing music again. Crow and I did like a recording project. And
Liam was in our bubble.
Yeah.
During
Liam
the pandemic.
Our...
So we just kind of started making new songs.
Yeah. Liam's family. And
okay.
Now Sam is family. And
awesome.
Yeah, we found Sam somehow. Oh, yeah. We played a show. And Sam did sound at the Vera, and I mean, that's it. You
yeah.
want to elaborate?
Sure. Where do I pick up? Okay, so let's see.
Fill in the blanks where you want, Crow.
Yeah, during the pandemic, we started making songs because what else was there to do,
yeah,
right?
Totally. So it's a lot of good records that came out of that time.
Right. Yeah. So we did make an album called Yasidi, and that is like a lot of electronic drums, and the three of us, Liam and Chani and I, are on it. But Chani like was like, I want to do vocals.
Yeah.
So that's kind of when it started becoming a thing that Chani might be the vocalist. So yeah, after that, we made the album called Hat with another friend of ours, Sid, on drums, or excuse me, on guitar. And
drums.
And drums sometimes. True. We like to do the switcheroo. Band practice is like getting stoned and everyone being like, when is it my turn to play drums?
That's you know,
that kind of vibe.
Or bass.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that was kind of embracing more of bands that we like Ist and Melt Banana and just fastier noise punk sort of more visceral, chaotic. Yes, yes, that's a good word for it. So, and then we were going to do a tour last year with the band So Pitted, and our friend Sid was kind of wishy-washy if they could do it or not, right?
So, shout out, Sid.
Yeah, Sid rules. We're good friends. So, about 3 weeks before the tour with So Pitted, Liam's other band that is awesome, started asking our friends, who can be in the band? Who can play guitar? And no one could like commit to it. And then so we just asked Instagram. And lo and behold, Sam, who we had met from that gig doing sound, was like, I would like to try. Let's go. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And Sam has like made the band so much better.
The chemistry is good.
Yeah. It just feels like a family now. And like we all get along and write songs really easily and just like, you know, vibe.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You're from...
I'm from Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah. Okay. So what brought you to the Northwest?
Music. Basically, like, I lived in Sioux City, Iowa, which is like a smaller, crappier town. And then I was afraid to immediately... I had to move, you know. Yeah. I could not live there. So I had to move, and I was afraid of a big town for a while. So I went to Wichita, then I went to Iowa City, which is more like Olympia, which had a really good music scene. And then I was like, I want to move either to Minneapolis. Then I was like, I'm so sick of the cold.
Sure.
So I came to Seattle, and I had friends from like touring over the years and stuff that like lived here. So, you know, it was just the perfect place to go. Because like in the Midwest, when you're getting older and punk and staying weird, it kind of gets weird. Or at least it did 10 years ago. And like it's very acceptable to continue to be into rock and roll and punk when you're older in the Pacific Northwest, I found.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like almost like unacceptable to not be into like three bands.
Right. Yeah.
So I've never been to Iowa. I'm going to ask such a basic question. You probably know what I'm going to ask. How big of a deal is Slipknot in Iowa?
Huge deal.
Yeah.
Huge deal. And like I met a few over the years. Like that's even awesome. Joey Jordison was at a show that I played and bought a Jaeger shots for everyone's there. So I drank a Jaeger shot from Joey Jordison, and it's really cool.
So R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P. Awesome drummer. Yeah. And like I will say, back in the day when I was a Screamo kid, I wasn't really into Slipknot. But now over the years, there's a little bit of like that Midwest pride. And like, they're cool. And they have the awesomest drummer right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Eloy from Brazil. Such a good drummer.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I had to ask the basic question as a fan of the band. So the new EP is called Foop, which is fart and...
Yeah, it's like an alternative for...
Okay. So what inspired this? Was it an actual foop on tour or something?
I think that all of us have probably fooped before.
And it's just a hilarious little catchy word, you know?
Yeah, and it's just like aesthetically pleasing too, like just like the two O's and then the F and the P, like
it was either that or cootery. And foop won.
Is a bad word?
I don't think so.
Kind of. Yeah. It implies something, but you know.
I thought it was like the rule was like no bodily fluids, right, on the radio.
We'll figure it out. So let's talk a little bit about what influenced you, like, you know, first influences as a kid, you know. What was the first band that really made you fall in love with music? And we'll start with you.
I definitely the B-52s.
Really?
That was the first thing my dad showed me on cassette on a... Like where I was like maybe 3 years old, so I was like aware of the music, and it was I think the first thing that made me feel uncomfortable.
Nice.
And it was Rock Lobster and Planet Claire.
Hell yeah.
It was just really just how it kind of scared me, the stories they were telling, you know, this planet where people don't have heads. And it was, yeah, that always is the first band that impacted me for sure.
That's awesome. And Sam?
Probably Green Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like as like a fourth grader, I remember hearing American Idiot on the radio. And yeah.
20 years.
It was like the fastest thing I'd ever heard, and I liked it.
20-year anniversary this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to be so gone. Exciting. Play here.
The 30th anniversary of Dookie, yeah. 20th anniversary of American Idiot. That tour's actually pretty cool. Green Day, Rancid, Smashing Pumpkins, and Linda Linda's. That's a good tour. It's pretty cool.
I love
that.
Yeah.
I love Rancid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do.
All right. And what was your first that really made you fall in love with music?
Listen to my parents' records. They had a lot of disco, and like I would just hold the vinyls and like play them, and I really enjoyed it. But honestly, like, I'm a child of the 90s and I grew up in Seattle, so like Nirvana was very important to me.
Sure. Yeah.
It's the first time I like really experienced like aggressive music. Mm-hmm. And because I grew up in Seattle with like, you know, all the angst and
well, that's an angsty thing to say on the radio.
Exactly. yeah, it was just really influential to me and important. So I know that's the most cliche thing to say, but I said it.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
Speaking the truth. And how about you? Last but not least.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, I come from like the MTV generation, right? Totally. So I'm like 12 in 1992. So, and like my family, my mom, she had some, she would play the oldie station. So like rock and roll and doo-wop and that kind of stuff. But I think like the first thing that I really got from my own tapes and own CDs was Weird Al Yankovic.
Hell yeah.
And as you can see, I'm a full-on nerd, and he is so talented and absolutely so cool, and he speaks to me on so many levels.
Incredible live.
Yeah, he's, you know, such
an awesome.
I listened
to Canadian Idiot a ton because my parents wouldn't let me listen to Green Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Right, and then like I got into punk because then I heard his version of like the Nirvana songs. I was like, what is this? Then I got into Nirvana.
Dare to Be Stupid.
Mm-hmm. And then Nirvana shows you Dare to Be Stupid.
Best song ever written.
So it's funny because he's well known for like his satire songs, but his originals are actually really good too.
Right, like what Liam just said.
I'm a fan of the Weird Al deep cuts.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. Absolutely. He did like, not too long ago, did a tour that was like all his Hardware original store. Songs. Yeah.
Really?
That's one of the best for sure. Wildest songs.
Ever. Talking Weird Al here. I like it.
Right. His polka remixes? It doesn't get better than that.
I'm going to listen to alternative polka on the way home.
Let's go.
So good. Okay, so of course, the record is coming out. What's next for y'all? Other than the tour and the 7-inch, you guys have any plans in the future? Or are you just kind of taking it as it goes?
I think when we get back, we should like try not to play shows and write a record. Cool. I want to write an LP.
Nice.
Because this thing is only 4 songs, and I think the digital will have some extra cool little bits on there. But yeah, I want to like spend time during the winter and really write a crazy record.
All right.
That's my goal. How about y'all?
Same. Yeah. Probably writing. I don't know. Fooping around.
Just playing with cool local bands, because there's so many cool local bands.
Okay, What are some of your favorite current local bands that are out there?
Anthers.
Okay.
Zook Rot.
Sleevies.
Yeah. Black Ends.
Yes.
Worms and Dirt. Sam's other band.
Nice.
All of Liam's bands.
Oh, God. How many?
He's in like 5.
Wow.
Or 8, sorry.
Can you name them all, Johnny?
Soap Pitted, Miss Cummings, Mold Mom, Fabulous Downey Brothers, Fight Milk, Wi-Fi Cell Phone Kids, and...
Jealous Yellow.
And Natalie Portman Shaved Head?
That band's not around anymore.
R.I.P.
I'm trying to think, because like, definitely Fight Milk... It's a really talented young artist in Seattle, but sadly, they're moving to California.
Okay. So, as they do.
Yeah.
True, it's better.
But for school, they'll be back.
Fair enough.
I saw a really good new band called Glit.
Glit?
Yeah, they were really, really awesome.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Cool. Right on. Where'd you see him at?
I saw them at Vermilion during the block party.
Nice.
That's where I first saw them.
I'll check it out. I don't know. Anyone else? Any other bands I need to be put on my radar?
Swamp Wife.
Oh yeah, Swamp Wife is great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Laminate.
Oh, Laminate's awesome. Fell off.
Oh, Kuroshi.
Kuroshi.
They're really good.
I feel like you would know more than us.
Queen Strike.
Yeah, Queen Strike. Yeah. I saw them basement show 2 weeks ago. They were sick.
Oh, man, that's awesome. House and Chains, you know. Kind of small, obscure bands.
Oh, Little Venom.
Little Venom?
Saw them the other night. They're always really good live.
Awesome. All right. Don't take my job. I'm just kidding, man. Well, basically, I'm just trying to let you guys do my job so that I can write all these down and then I can make the playlist for the next few weeks. So thank you very much.
That's
I appreciate
awesome.
It.
Yeah, no problem.
Again, the tour kickoff is September 13th, Friday the 13th at Black Lodge with Sucks, Debt Rag, and Spring Breeding. Sucks and Debt Rag, are they Northwest bands?
Yep. Sucks is Lolly's band, new band from Mommy Longlegs. I don't know if you remember that band. Debt Rag is also like an Olympia, like a band made up of like some legends of like the noise weirdo scene. Mm-hmm.
People that are like are in their 40s, like Johnny and I have been around. You know, just done
don't
weird music.
Out my age, dude.
Oh, I mean, my age is the 40s, but who knows Johnny's age?
I'm 50.
Are you self-described noise weirdos?
I guess so. Yeah.
I was thinking about this review that we had for our last album, and it was so funny. The person described us as
in Maxim Rock and Roll.
Yeah, it was like plinky planky,
plink plunk punk.
Yeah, riffless.
With riffless songs. It was such a weird review. We couldn't tell if it was positive or negative.
Structureless.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about. We got riffs.
They're like, riffless? Okay, so no riffs. But,
no riffs.
But plinky planking.
Plinky planky. It was an awesome review, to be honest. It was
really?
Just like, oh yeah, it was just so... Like, because you could tell that person, like, hated us.
Really? But they didn't want to say, I hate this.
Right.
They literally did. They were like, I don't get this. Oh. That was, like, the first sentence.
That's got perfect that for you.
Maybe it's not for them to get then.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Not for you, buddy.
That was the point.
Whoever you are.
we're trying to make it riffless because all you like is riffs.
Right. Yeah, I think I did a little research and found out that he's in like a hardcore metal band. So,
yeah. Of course.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Metal people love the riffs, though. They need the riffs. They can't sometimes can't just handle dissonance and noise.
We have riffs.
I guess we do.
In the same sentence, they called us like a new metal. They said like new metal inspired.
Right? Is new metal riffless?
No.
Absolutely not.
I mean, Limp Bizkit's got some riffs, man.
Yes, they do. Riffs that are timeless. I cannot believe how into Limp Bizkit young people are.
Oh, it's young people are into... Like, all there's the classic an awesome new metal band from Tacoma called the Rat Utopia Experiment that is a young kid new metal band.
Awesome.
And they weren't around for the original new metal. And their dad is like, I don't get this, but they're really into like Deftone, System of a Down, Mudvayne. They're just, and they're like wearing baggy Jankos.
Yeah, I went to that show down in the Bay, the Deftones, Mars Volta System.
Nice.
And it was insane. The fandom for System of a Down. Kids like whole families, everyone singing along. I was not expecting the sing along, but it was crazy.
New metal's and back, baby.
The guitars, the riffs sounded insane live.
That's awesome.
There's like one guitar and it was louder than like every other band.
Wow. All right.
But the Mars Volta, they ripped.
So new metal is not an insult anymore. So if
no,
people
it isn't.
Call you new metal, you're like, okay. So
yeah. Yeah. One song, cool. I think it kind of does have a little bit of new metal. Like the anxiety. Yeah.
I mean, some of the happiest years of my life were the new metal years.
Yeah.
Just playing video games, listening to Deftones.
There we go.
While you play Street Skater. It was cool.
It's good vibes. Eating pizza rolls. Let's go. And my last question. Favorite Northwest bands of all time.
Ooh. All right, do I go first?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to tell a quick story.
Okay? All right, okay. Let's go.
This is some Seattle lore. So I worked at a bank downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a teller. And this person came in my line. They were, like, tall and really handsome or whatever. And, like, they came to my line. And I, like, did the teller thing. And I helped them. And I was, like, looking at the ID. I was like, Chris Cornell. I was like, that's really
that's
weird.
Awesome.
I was like, you look like Dave Navarro. I literally told Chris Cornell that he looked like Dave Navarro. And he was like, you think I look like Dave Navarro? And I was like, well, in this photo. And Dave Navarro's like 5'2", right?
Yeah.
And Chris Cornell's like, was 6 foot or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, in place of saying my favorite Northwest band, I give you that story.
Okay. So we can assume
so
it's Soundgarden.
Soundgarden, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P., what a legend.
What a legend. And
yeah. I know.
Told him he looked like Chris Cornell, and Dave Navarro, and
it made his day.
And it's, like, forever mortified me, like, to this day.
It's a good story. Okay, my fave bands, I wrote it down. Carp. The Wipers, Blood Brothers, Akimbo, Murder City Devils. Boom! Nice.
That would be a killer show.
Right?
Yeah, that would actually make sense as a show, too.
Yeah.
All right.
First thing that came to mind is Mount Airy, the Microphones,
nice.
The Fall From stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And last but not least.
So for me, I have to name two, but I can't not say Tad.
Yeah.
Because he was the heavy hitter. He had the best riffs of the grunge dudes.
Unlike Miss Cummings.
And he's also, you know, he's recorded, Crow and I have recorded with him. He's
just
an awesome.
He's so cool.
Local.
Tad's the best.
He gets us. It's great. So, oh, a bunch to him. But for me, the quintessential band is a band called Shoplifting.
Okay.
They were like members of Blood Brothers and The Gossip that kind of were played a lot around Capitol Hill when I was like a senior in high school and just
killer
kind of saw them open for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs once and just totally like turned my world around and just
Shoplifting.
Like,
I'm gonna have to look it up. That's did they come out with a record?
Oh yeah, they did one record on Kill Rock Stars and they did a couple EPs. Is really good, just really good post-punk kind of adjacent punk. It's cool.
I'm gonna look it up. Shoplifting. It is a Loud and Local. Miss Cummings, thanks y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.